Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the investor call of Cosmo First Limited to discuss the Q1 FY 2023 results. Today we have with us from the management, Group Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Pankaj Poddar, and Group Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Neeraj Jain. Starting off with the statutory declaration, certain statements in the conference call may be forward-looking. These statements are based on management's current expectation and are subject to uncertainties and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now may I request Mr. Neeraj Jain to take us through his opening remarks, subsequent to which we can open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Neeraj Jain.
Well, thank you. A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Neeraj Jain, Group CFO at Cosmo First, joined by my colleague, Mr. Pankaj Poddar, Group CEO at Cosmo First. Our financial results for the June 2022 quarter and the investors presentations are available on the company's website. We will request you to look at our new investors presentation uploaded on company's website, in which actually we have tried to provide a comprehensive perspective on the Cosmo First. Now I will repeat, although the statutory declaration first. Certain statements in this con call may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. Well, now we'll start the call with a brief on the performance of the company, which may be followed by the questions. First, on flexible packaging business. During June 2022 quarter, the flexible packaging industry experienced pressure on the margins due to commissioning of several new production lines within a short span of 3-4 months. The bunching of capacity expansion caused actually temporary imbalance in the demand and supply scenario in the industry. BOPP film margin has been running at 35 rupees per kg during June 2022 quarter, compared to 45 rupees per kg during March 2022 quarter. The corresponding figure for the last year, June 2021 quarter, was 34 rupees per kg. As you can clearly see, almost 10 rupee drop in the BOPP film margin. Well, our sustained efforts on specialty film in last couple of years and ongoing improvement on the top of it in terms of internal efficiency, they are the two key factors actually which helped the EBITDA to post the higher EBITDA compared to last year similar quarter. The demand supply balance, we feel that should get restored over the next few quarters because the domestic demand as well as the expected export demand, particularly from the Europe region, is expected to restore. The domestic demand remains fairly robust, in fact, because the key factors behind the domestic demand, be it low packaged food penetration in India is still the rising personal disposable income, the investment in organized retail industry and change in pack format from rigid to flexible. The basic fundamental demand drivers remains the same. In the meantime, our specialty film portfolio, which account for almost 65% in volume terms, which is growing quarter to quarter, this should enable us to hold our margins strong compared to commodity business. Moving to June 22 quarter financial results, the consolidated sale for the quarter is 843 crore rupee, which is 23% higher compared to June 21 quarter. This is backed by 8% volume increase, and remaining is primarily impact of higher raw material price got passed on to the customers. The EBITDA has increased to 150 crore rupee during June 22 quarter, which is 6% higher compared to last year similar quarter. The enhanced EBITDA is on the primarily backed on two factors. First is on the higher specialty sales. The specialty sales accounted almost 68% during the June 22 quarter. And second factor which contributed for posting better EBITDA is better export margins. Subsidiary performance has little dropped due to lower margins post raw material price increase from April 2022. And this has happened across the industry. On the top of it, there were foreign currencies like the JPY in Japan and the KRW in Korea. Those were depreciating against US dollar. This also contributed in little pressure on the subsidiary margins. Our PAT for the quarter is higher by 7%, which is largely backed by the higher EBITDA. Annualized ROSI and return on equity stand at 27% and 36% respectively. And our trailing 12-month EPS has improved to 150 rupees per share. These, in fact, are one of the best in the industry. The company's net debt stands at 359 crore rupees at June 22 quarter, which translates to 0.6 times of net debt to EBITDA and 0.3 times to net debt to equity, confirming strong financials. Moving to specialty films, in packaging business, we expect growth journey to continue with specialty films. Our continued focus on innovating films with lower carbon footprints would further, in fact, strengthen our leadership position into specialty. The specialty film has been growing year on year from last more than 3 years at 18%. And the growth journey continued in quarter one as well. The company's specialty sale now stand at 68% in June 2022 quarter. We are in process of ordering several other value-add assets for further growth in the specialty sales and is looking for almost 80% volume target to come from specialty by the end of 2024. Some of the key products which will drive specialty sales growth include synthetic paper, coating film, technical films, and thermal lamination. These will become future growth engines for specialty films. New products such as DPP will also contribute. The company is also soon going to launch heat control film, which will be used largely in offices and homes. We expect this launch to happen within FY23. This will give further push to specialty sales in India. Moving to flexible packaging growth projects, the company is targeting to add close to 70% capacity in next 3 years, which will add key growth engines for the coming years. As announced earlier, the capacity addition shall be in specialized BOPET line, BOPP line, and CPP line. The specialized BOPET line commissioning may start from quarter 2 of FY23, or I would say late of quarter 2, or beginning of quarter 3 of FY23. The line will add close to 18 to 20% capacity. The company is targeting complementary growth from specialized BOPET line, which is shrink label, and other high-end specialty. This will particularly substitute imports and is an excellent opportunity to convert non-recyclable PVC film market in India, which is close to 30,000 metric ton industry. The company has placed order for the new BOPP line, which will be world's largest production capability line, and this will increase company's production capacity by close to one-third. We expect this new BOPP line to commission operation from late FY25. The company has also announced CPP line with 25,000 metric ton capacity, which will commence commercial production in about 2 years from now. CPP film actually will promote sustainability and it will offer mono-layer structure. So to sum up, three capacity additions, BOPET line, BOPP line, and CPP line will allow the company to further expand its specialty. Moving to specialty chemical vertical. The company subsidiary into specialty chemical has posted 47 crore rupee sale during June 22 quarter. This is compared to 91 crore rupee of sale last full year. Means FY 22 it was 91 crore. In one quarter we did 47 crore. We have reached about 75% capacity utilization for master batch first line. And now, of course, the company shall evaluate expansion of master batch in coming quarters. Textile chemical business, which started in the quarter two of FY22, is growing quarter on quarter. The company has commercialized 50 plus products, which supplies to 50 plus customers. The complementary adhesive for packaging segment is planned to be launched in quarter three of FY23. The specialty chemical operation has been PAT positive, in fact, in first year of operation itself, which is FY22. FY23 will be a year of scale up for these specialty chemicals. Moving to pet care. The company's pet care vertical, which was launched under the brand name Ziggly, is progressing in line with the plan. With Ziggly, the company is targeting direct-to-consumer, digital-first, omni-channel presence in the products and services in the industry, which is growing more than 25% year-on-year. The company has already started 4 experience centers and plans to increase the same to 15 in current financial year FY23 and eventually to 150 experience centers in next couple of years. The company is first in Indian industry to launch app in the pet care space during the June 2022 quarter. Ziggly has served more than 5,500 customers so far with 54% repeat customers. The company is targeting 15 crore rupee of GMV in FY23 to come from pet care vertical. Moving to company's capex plan, the company is looking for about 250 crore rupee of capex during FY23, which will be largely spent on value-add capex on the BOPET line, the CPP line, and the BOPP line. The financials are expected to remain fairly strong even after this capex, considering robust cash generation. The bottom line impact from the capex will start in the coming years. Now I would like to summarize the growth summary. In coming years, B2B segment, which is specialty sales, specialized BOPET line, world's largest BOPP line, and CPP line, and B2C segment, which is direct to consumer Ziggly operation and specific specialty chemicals, these together will drive the growth. Now I would like to move to corporate announcements. Considering that company's business activities now have expanded beyond films into specialty chemical, which include, of course, the master batches, coating, textile chemical, direct-to-consumer pet care, and soon to launch preference for consumer applications, the shareholders of the company have approved change in the name of the company from Cosmo Films Limited to Cosmo First Limited. Accordingly, the new certificate of incorporation has been obtained on 8th of July 2022 from the Registrar of Companies, Delhi, and with this, name of the company stands changed to Cosmo First Limited. Second corporate announcement during June 22 quarter was bonus issue, which was announced in May 2022. That was completed ahead of time, in fact, and trading in bonus shares commenced from June 29, 2022. The bonus share issue, of course, reflects management's continued commitment to share prosperity with the shareholders. I think these were the few updates from the company side. Now we would like to open the con call for questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Podarji. You have done extremely well and you are doing. Sir, you said in the investor presentation, new production line open in short span in 4 to 5 months, so many new production line. So it will hamper margin in time to come for long duration?
I did not understand your question.
Sir, you have mentioned in investor presentation today, so many several new production line open in short span in 4 to 5 months of other companies. So our margin is down in quarter one. So this margin will be down for longer terms?
No, this should not be longer term because demand is growing at a robust pace.
Okay.
We have 65% of our sales and our own specialty where our margins are not impacted. It's only on the 35% margins are impacted and we are consciously trying to increase the specialty sales.
Okay, okay. And second, as regards pet care, you gave all international figure and projects very good picture, but nowhere you gave quarter one financial year 23 number. What are the numbers? That is my question.
We will looking whether to give segmental reporting. Legally speaking, until we reach 10%, we are not supposed to give. However, we would like to give them earlier than the statutory guidelines. And just to let you know, right now, we have reached to close to $75,000 run rate of sales.
In a one quarter?
In 1 month.
In 1 month. Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. And we are everything we are outsourcing?
Services we are providing by our own people, while products we buy from outside and we sell at our stores and digitally.
Approximately 2 crore turnover we will get in this quarter, right? Approximately. I am not binding you, but just...
if you go by run rate, yes.
Yes. And... what is our future planning for pet care? Can you tell more about this?
Yes, so we are looking to expand it exponentially. During this quarter, we launched our app, which is the first time in India, as Neeraj said earlier. And we have launched it on Android. We are also going to launch it on iOS. We are going to test it thoroughly. And once we are done with it, we are then going to market it more aggressively. So digital ecosystem will get ready completely by December. And as far as the stores are concerned, we've already opened 5 stores till now within a short span of 8-9 months. And this year itself, we are looking to open 15 stores by March end. and next year we would like to again exponential number of stores. There are a lot of franchise inquiries also coming, but we are not giving franchisee as of this stage, because first we want to create a brand and then only look at franchisee option.
Okay, okay, they were very fantastic. And what will be the, our margin?
Our gross margins are above 40%. And we expected to make it above 50%, given that once we have more volumes, then I'm sure it will result in better gross margins for the company.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. All the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So, a couple of questions. Regarding the realizations, what kind of trend are we seeing right now?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, regarding realizations, what kind of trend are we seeing right now, considering that, you know, there are recessionary kind of situations in Europe and US and all?
No, we have just clarified on the margins that...
No, realizations, sales realizations.
Realizations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on our specialty, realizations are linked to raw material, so our margins are intact. Commodity goes as per the market, so 35% is linked to the market right now.
Okay. No, what I'm trying to ask is, how do you protect your EPS, saying that, you know, a lot of your sales are linked to raw material price, right? So if raw material price goes down, you will also have to pass on the benefit to the customers, right? So even if you're able to maintain margins, the absolute EPS still goes down, right? So that way, I'm trying to understand, you know, what measures you're taking to protect that EPS growth.
The EPS remains protected. There is no impact to EPS because we are fair to our customers. If raw material goes up, we charge them higher. If raw material comes down, it we charge lower. But that has no implication to our EPS.
No, but sir, absolute profit number goes down, right? You know what I mean?
Absolute profit number also, there is no change on specialty with the raw material changes.
Okay. Okay, and secondly, sir, regarding demand, are we still seeing a robust demand from US, considering that even Walmart is, you know, cutting their sales guidance, you know?
Yeah, demand is very robust. It's growing at a good pace.
Okay. And thirdly, sir, regarding new BOPET facility, have we started speaking to the customers we already have and the new customers for, you know, taking in the supplies that will come in?
Yeah, the industry is aware about that. So all our customers are aware that we are coming up with a polyester line, and we have tied up with many of them. So once our line is there, you know, initially we will get into packaging segment, but our objective is to move out from packaging and stay in the other segments and keep only some volume in packaging segment. So we are on track with that. I mean, all our innovation and research is going very strong on this.
Okay. And last question. Sir, how much revenues can you expect to come in from this new BOPET facilities at peak utilization?
At peak utilization, you know, we expect that it will be close to 450 crores.
Okay. So 20% growth is still achievable for the next year on sales.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. Okay, sir, I'll get back to the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mukesh Panjwani from Value Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Good afternoon. Yeah, so my question is, what kind of revenue can be generated by current capacity of master batch chemicals and additives?
You're saying what kind of revenue?
Yeah, what kind of revenue can be generated?
Yeah, revenue growth, I mean, these are very large industry segments. And, these are very large markets. It is going to take time to scale it up. In quarter one, year-on-year basis, we have grown 3 times. Ideally speaking, with these 2-3 sectors that we have started, we can look at reaching very sizable numbers in 4 to 5 years.
Okay. But with the current capacity, I wanted to know, the current capacity we have.
Yeah, our current capacity can take us to roughly, say, 300, 350 crores.
Okay, that's great. And as of now, what revenues we are getting from synthetic paper?
These are numbers we can't share. These are very specific questions. These are not available in the public domain.
Okay, no issues. And sir, one more question, that when we talk about master batch chemicals and additive business, are these like commodity business or specialty business where R&D is required and it is difficult for the players to replicate?
So see, we are always picking niche areas. I mean, textile chemical in general, if you see, you know, there are close to 100 producers in India who does textile chemical. But we are looking at very niche segments to enter with technology. Adhesives, we are going to complement with our film business. We are entering the similar segments where film sells with same set of customers. And in adhesive, I would say, is even more niche area because there are hardly 4-5 players who does adhesives.
Great. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srinath M. from Motilal Oswal AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. My question was on the CapEx plans. Two things have happened. One is there is a slight overrun. In your previous presentation, we had said that the CapEx would be about 890 crores. Now we are saying it is 940 crores. So any reasons for that? I think the BOPET project is seeing 50 crore overrun.
So, see, basically, we are going for more value-added assets.
Right.
And therefore, this addition is there. So, there's incremental capex that we have committed in last one quarter.
Right. So, that is one. And the second is the commercial production also seems to have been deferred a bit. Like, BOPP earlier we had said will commence by FY25. Now, we are saying it is H1 FY26. And similarly,
right, the project will commission by FY25.
Right.
The sales number will come from FY26.
So 6 months time?
No.
H1 FY26 is said.
No. So it's like in, we are expecting that March 25 the line will get commissioned.
Okay.
So FY25 we should start getting revenue.
Okay. So no revenue in FY25 from BOPP.
At this stage, no, because the delivery times are too long.
Right.
We still speak to the supplier and we are hoping that this can improve.
Right.
But as you know, worldwide, there is a lot of shortage of electronics.
Mm.
And that's a lot of delays. So, as of now, it looks like that March 25.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Am I audible?
Mr. Shah, there is a lot of disturbance from your line. Could you please go to the quieter, please?
Is this better? Is this better?
There is a disturbance.
Okay, join back in the queue. I'll join back in the queue.
Okay. The next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goel from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. So my first question is, our target was to sell 80% of the volume of specialty segment by FY23. But in investor presentation, it is mentioned that we will achieve by financial year 24. So can you please clarify the thing?
So this is actually the volume number. So 80% in volume we target to achieve by end of FY24. But in revenue, this figure we should be able to achieve in FY23.
Okay, right. Then, in spite of our growing focus on specialty segment, as our target is 80% value, as you are saying in financial 23, you continuously keep mentioning that our margins are protected because these are linked to the raw material prices. So, what is the reason behind this 200 basis points fall in our operating margins as compared to Q1 FY22?
Well, you see, I mean, we of course every time mention that our specialty film is to a large extent protected from the up and down of industry. But our one third of volume, which is the BOPP plain film, which is of course, you know, the pricing is linked with the industry and it is prone to industry ups and downs. And as we explained at the beginning of the call, there has been a lot of new capacity which has hit the market in a bunched manner. So that's why there is a temporary demand-supply gap in the Indian industry. So that caused the little drop in the GOP from March.
Okay, understood, sir. And sir, from how your new segments like master batch, pet care, and other specialty chemicals are performing, how much contribution do you expect from each of these segments by the end of FY23?
See, as we try to explain, specialty chemical is doing fairly well, and so is the pet care division. In specialty chemical, in quarter one, we did 47 crore rupee of top line as against the last year's full top line of 90 crore rupee. So that's a clear indication the business is fairly, I mean, taking the right direction. And on the top of it, we are going to launch now the adhesive also in the quarter three. So that should further, you know, support the growth plan for the specialty chemical. In the first year of operation itself, the operation is profitable at the PET level. Coming to PET care, as we mentioned, the broader business plan which we formed is moving in the right direction. We already opened 4 stores so far, and we are looking to open 15 stores during the FY23. And of course, you know, eventually in the long term, I mean, we are looking for 150 stores. Besides this, the online sales, online app, all of these are in place now. So I think, I mean, the plan is intact on the pet care as well.
So are we getting any revenue for full year basis, financially 23, do we having any figure, any estimated figure for pet care?
As we mentioned in our investors' presentation, we are looking at GMV of 15 CR from pet care in FY23.
Okay, understood. And from the master batch side, you are saying it is 75% utilization already. So is it entirely internally or we are doing the external sales only?
So this has a mix of both third-party sale and internal sale.
Okay, understood. And one more thing, what are the developments on from BOPT line side? Like, who are your competitors and what will be the market size and what will be our target share in BOPT line going to this?
Well, BOPT industry, as we again mentioned, actually is close to 800,000 metric ton industry in India. They are
BOPT line.
OPET is almost, I mean, 700,000 metric ton industry in India. Mm-hmm. And of course, they are established players. I mean, it's not an industry where you will find generally unorganized players, because minimum you need significant amount to 5,300 crore rupees to put one production line. So they are selective players already. But the plus point with Cosmo is we have been serving BOPP films to almost all FMCG players in India and overseas as well. So that way we have established customer base to whom we need to just add on the portfolio with respect to the BOPET firm.
Okay. And just a clarification, in your presentation you mentioned that the flexible packaging industry experienced pressure on margin side. So my question is regarding what do you mean by this flexible packaging industry? I'm asking this because I have a little confusion on your product portfolio. Like, are we the suppliers of these BOPP films only, or do we also manufacture the final product, basically the wrappers like we see for chips, biscuits and chocolates, etc.?
So flexible packaging predominantly is the BOPP and BOPET. But I mean...
See, let me clarify. film, we manufacture only the film, and flexible packaging is a very broad term where we are also a part of it, and the companies who do printing on the film and who also do conversion, they're also considered as a part of flexible packaging. But to answer your question specifically, we are just making films. We do not do conversion of it.
Okay, sir. Understood. And are we looking towards any kind of entering into the conversion, like forward integration type thing?
Not really. Not at all. Yeah. We do not want to compete with our customers.
Okay, right. So, how do you see our top line shaping up for next 2 to 3 years based on these capex right now, like BOPET line is coming into picture, and what will be our targeted OPM percentage overall basis going forward?
FY26, we are looking at close to 70% capacity increase.
See, this is the capacity increase, but in the terms of top line growth.
Yeah, so it should, you know, kind of result in similar kind of a revenue growth.
But historically, you are saying it is 20% CAGR.
Yeah.
And what will be the targeted OPM margin, sustainable OPM margin?
See, as far as the specialty films are concerned, we can give that picture to the investors. But commodity margins are not in our control, you know, that's demand and supply. And therefore, in any case, the forward-looking statements are not allowed. So, but just to let you know that our ROCE is at 27%. And our return on equity is close to 36%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meera Shah from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. The question has some part in the start, but I'll start with the question first. I just wanted to understand that we've mentioned that there were a lot of lines commissioned this quarter due to which we faced some margin pressures. But I want to understand over here that we weren't expecting a big influx of lines in BOPP side while we were expecting in BOPET side. So how has that affected our margins? I just wanted to understand that first.
Well, of course, we are not expecting many lines. But, you know, whatever lines have come, those were scheduled. The only change is there was a bunching of these lines. Means the time gap between these two lines were not enough, and that caused a temporary demand-supply gap. So that was the only change.
But, sir, it would be different from BOPP lines, right? The BOPET lines should not affect the demand for BOPP, or does it affect the demand for BOPP?
So there has been increase both into BOPET as well as BOPP. So three production lines in BOPP have commenced commercial production during the last 3-4 months.
Okay, understood. And can you, I'm not sure if this detail was provided earlier, I missed the earlier part. Can you just let me know if there is any volume growth quarter on quarter?
Yes. On quarter-to-quarter basis, there was a marginal growth. On a year-to-year basis, as we indicated, there was 8% growth.
Year-on-year was 8%. Okay, and what would be the contribution margins for specialty films and commodity films?
As we indicated at the beginning of the call, 35 rupee per kg was the margin with BOPP, commodity film in June 22 quarter.
And could you give the same for specialty films?
That depends on many factors, but it was large, more than double of this. Close to double of this.
Okay, 65 to 70 is what I can assume?
Yes, you can say so.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, is this better?
Much better. Mr.
Hello?
Shah, I would request you to speak a little bit louder.
Sure. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question was about the pet care segment. Are we looking for any kind of inorganic opportunities for the same?
Can you repeat, please?
So, sir, my question was regarding the pet care segment. Am I audible?
Yeah, tell me, please.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So the question was regarding the pet care segment. Are we exploring any kind of inorganic opportunities for the same?
Unfortunately, this is a very unorganized segment. There was hardly any organized player, and that was one of the reasons which also attracted us towards this segment. Having said that, if there are smaller opportunities also, we'll always be happy to look at them. I do not see there are too many sizable players where we can do a larger acquisition.
Okay. And sir, I'm not sure if you have mentioned this. I joined the call a little bit later. Can you tell me, sir, are we looking to raise any kind of raise any more debt for the current year, for FY23, and even for FY24 and 25? What will be our debt position be, say, 3 years down the line?
See, we are sitting at 0.6 debt-EBITDA ratio, which is very, very healthy. Having said that, any new project that we do, we make sure that we take the project financing because we get it at a very low cost. So what typically happens is that the earlier debt gets repaid, in due course of time, while the new debt is taken for any new project that we do. So as far as BOPP and CPP projects that we have committed, we are going to take debt for them, which is close to 70% of the total project cost. But our overall debt, the net debt, which is at 340 crores, that should remain range bound. We do not expect it to increase it significantly over the next 2-3 years.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Anvil Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team. Sir, I have two, three questions to ask. So, sir, one is on the specialty BOPET line. So, in one of your remarks, you mentioned that we can do a turnover of almost 450 crores when we'll fully utilize those capacities. And in the investor presentation, we have been alluding also that the payback period could be anywhere between 4 to 5 years. So, is it safe to assume that whenever we will do this 450 crores of top line from the specialty BOPET line, our EBITDA margins could be anywhere between 24 to 25% for this particular project?
Yeah, we are very optimistic that it will make very strong margins for us. However, it is not going to happen within a short window of 1 or 2 years because this is a very special line that we have designed, which can make commodity films also at a compromised output, and it can also make specialty films at full output.
Okay.
So initially, until, because typically growing specialty takes some period of time.
Yeah.
Initially, we'll have to start selling normal commodity packaging films. But we are hoping that within 3 to 4 years, at least 50-60% volumes will be converted into specialty films. And some of these specialty films are at a very high margin today.
But sir, when could this happen? So when you mentioned that it could take 3 to 4 years, but this 450 crore turnover is considering this 50-60% specialty volumes, or is it without considering this factor?
This is without considering. It will have some mix of specialty.
Okay.
But some of the higher end specialties can take this revenue even higher.
Got it. And sir, when could we achieve this 450 crores of turnover with the lower amount of specialty volumes?
I think with this kind of a mix, we expect that to happen. What we are expecting is next year itself.
Okay.
Next financial year itself, we expect that we should be touching around 350-380 crores kind of a revenue. And a year thereafter, we should be able to touch a revenue of close to 450 crores.
Correct.
And anything beyond that will be high-end specialty market, which we'll continue to serve. And as that market grows, the revenue from the polyester project will continue to grow.
Similar to what we have been replicating in our existing business, the same could be replicated over there also, I presume. Hello.
And the beauty about it is that every asset
Yeah.
that we have bought has
yeah.
been done with a lot of planning and a lot of research work.
Got
so
it.
Therefore, we are very optimistic and confident that we will get some outstanding results from this line over the period of time.
Got it, sir. Sir, this 350, 380 crores what you mentioned, so probably at higher value addition and higher specialty volumes, our margins could be higher. But is it safe to assume that even this 350, 380 crores could give us 20% EBITDA margins whenever they'll start operating with some mix of specialty volumes?
Initially not, because initially we have to work on the normal packaging films.
Okay.
And right now, polyester is also going through a very tough cycle, I
Correct.
Would say.
Correct.
But I would say that it is safe to assume that in 2 to 3 years, we should be sitting at a very strong EBITDA numbers on this.
Got it, sir. So my second question is, you also touched upon our specialty chemical business comprising of master batch textile chemicals and adhesives could touch 350 crores of top line at current capacities. So just wanted to understand from you how much we have invested till now for master batches, textile chemicals, as well as for adhesives in order to reach this sort of turnover.
Till now it is close to 35 crores.
Okay. So this 35 crores could give us 350 crores of top line, or do we need to invest something extra in order to reach this milestone?
35 crores is good enough to reach 350 crores.
Okay.
We are looking for expansion over the next 12 to 15 months, and in which case we will do the next level of projection for, say, around 500 crores.
Got it. And, sir, typically whenever we will achieve this 350 crores of turnover, currently probably we have already touched 200 crores run rate based on the quarterly numbers. So whenever we will reach this 350 crores, how does the margin profile would look like? Because currently we may be operating at a slightly lesser margins, but whenever we'll try to reach those sort of scale, what sort of margins can we expect?
One is the return on capital employed business should be extremely good.
Okay.
We should not just evaluate purely on EBITDA margins, because these kind of businesses typically have 10 to 15% EBITDA when
okay.
we achieve scale. But when you talk in terms of return on capital employed or return on equity,
yeah.
They will be 30 plus percentage. So we are going to replicate, you know, the kind of the film story where we are looking at specialty business, where EBITDA margins, you know, may not look substantially different in good times. In bad times, they will look substantially different. But return on capital employed and return on equity always look much better. And I personally feel that investors always look for better return on capital employed.
Absolutely.
And just get, you know, just focusing only on EBITDA numbers.
Perfect. Sir, last question, if I may. So, sir, in one of our presentations...
Sir, Jimudia, I'm sorry to interrupt. I would request you to rejoin the queue. Please.
Fine. I'll join me in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Gupta from Augmenta Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to clarify one thing. In your previous calls, you have mentioned that your specialty contribution margin is somewhere in the range of 50 to 60 rupees per kg. And now you're saying that it's gone up to 65 and 70. Is that right? So specialty margins have increased during this quarter?
See, with more and more technical films, our margins are going up. However, I'm not sure if we have indicated this kind of a number for this quarter.
So just to add to it, I mean, during June 22 quarter, there was a lot of export, actually. And in export, in a dropping raw material scenario, you earn a little better margin. So that caused the overall margin profile to improve on this price.
Yeah. So what it basically means is that because our raw material is on last quarter, in some cases where raw material costs were still higher, so we could get a better sales price. So this is purely a timing issue. You know, in a quarter, it does not change as much as, you know, one would expect. However, in general, if you see a last 3-4 year trend, every year specialty margins are going up because we are getting into more and more complex solutions for the customers.
Okay, understood. I just wanted that clarification. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srinath M. from Motilal Oswal AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just to follow up on my previous questions on capacity and CapEx. CPP, when should we expect volumes to trickle in, the new CPP line?
The CPP line will come in the FY24.
Okay.
So revenue expected in FY25.
Right, perfect. So typically, how should we build in the ramp up? I mean, the first 6 to 12 months, what kind of capacity we should build in utilization, and then subsequently, how should we build in the ramp up of capacity?
So see, CPP is an emerging market.
Right.
And obviously, it will take us some time to, and it's a fairly large line. We are to produce anywhere between 1,500 tons to 1,800 tons per month, which is quite sizable.
Right.
And, I mean, we'll have to develop the market for this.
Right.
We were the first ones to get into CPP and, you know, created some very nice applications. Post our line, a lot of other people went on to invest in CPP.
Right.
But it's a very technical subject, and it required a lot of tweaking to the film, which Cosmo is quite an expert. So as you rightly asked, it may take some time, but we feel, given our R&D prowess,
right,
we feel that within 12 to 18 months, we'll be able to fill up the capacity.
Right, perfect. Similarly for BOPET, I mean, what kind of capacity ramp up should we see? So could it be possible that we do 50% utilization this year, I mean, 50% of the effective capacity. So if 30,000 is the capacity, effective capacity for the year is 15,000 because it will be operational for the second half only.
Yeah.
Would 50% of that be a good capacity utilization to build in the first year?
We feel so.
And then can it ramp up to, say, 80% over time?
Feel positively, like we'll like to positively surprise our investors.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, you mentioned 35 rupees margin in this quarter. So that is at the gross margin level, right?
35. Yeah, that is gross margin. Sure.
That is at the gross margin level, right? So then this 47 crore revenue this quarter from specialty chemicals vertical, it is outside sales or it is mainly in-house sales but at a transfer pricing, means at arm's length pricing, you come to this figure. So can you clarify this?
It is a mix of external and internal sales. And for internal sales, you are right, we do transfer pricing at arm's length.
Okay. And sir, means if you can briefly explain technically what is the difference between this BOPP specialty film and BOPET specialty films, and why we have incurred such a huge capex of 450 crores for BOPP specialty line. So you said that it will generate a turnover of 450 crores, so that will be an asset turn of one time roughly. So your comment, please.
Yeah, so it will generate some very good margins, and as I said earlier to Nirav, that you know, these are the turnovers expected in first 2 to 3 years. As we continue to increase our specialty, these numbers will continue to go up. As we historically know that, you know, polyester lines typically have a higher EBITDA percentage, but industry in general has not been able to give as good a ROCE numbers. What we are expecting is that we'll be able to provide both good EBITDA numbers and ROCE numbers once our volume shifts to more and more specialty films.
But technically, sir, what is the difference between BOPP and BOPP specialty films?
Oh, there is a lot of difference. I think it's a subject which we can clarify one-to-one. Otherwise,
okay,
it will take 20 minutes to explain that.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goel from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for giving the opportunity again. So my question is,
going forward, are we going to make separate disclosures for the segment results for these new segments like textiles and pet care also, like we are currently making for the specialty film?
Well, in due course, yes. I mean, for the pet care and specialty chemical, they will be segmental in the due course.
And by when do you expect the same?
Well, let the business size to little grow. As we mentioned in the call earlier, the stretcher requirement is 10% of the top line, but we expect this to commence before that.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Well, I would like to summarize in a way that company is taking all key steps required to transform into a specialty packaging and a specialty chemical company with clearly B2B and B2C segments in years to come. A specialized polyester line, BOPP line, and CPP line to be commissioned in FY23 and FY25 respectively. Focus on growing specialty sales, diversification into specialty chemicals and direct-to-consumer pet care. The other area that will drive growth in the coming years. Our focus very clearly will continue on improving specialty firms, research and development, and sustainability, particularly looking at sustainable kind of firms in coming quarters and coming years. These actions would continue to improve margins and would continue to become a long-term sustainable growth model. Now, at the end of the call, I would again repeat the strategy declaration. Certain statements in this con call may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in some circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. With this, we would like to end the call. Many, many thanks for joining the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Cosmo First Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.